This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas Department of Transportation and the Federal Highway Administration have cleared a final hurdle to constructing a new northwestbound access road to Northwest Arkansas National Airport in Hyphal. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, planners are hosting a public forum early next month.
To catch a flight from Northwest Arkansas National Airport from Fayetteville or Springdale requires navigating miles of narrow country roads through several rural communities. But that's about to change. Federal and state transportation planners have landed on a new remote access route, says Alex English, Airport Public Information Officer.
We've definitely listened to our passengers. This is something that's been a long time coming, to improve these roads and or, you know, do something, build something, construct something completely different so that our passengers can have, you know, a more efficient and a much more safe route to X and A. Because a lot of people take this route, depending on what their position is, what their job is, what their travel schedule looks like, they can be taking this, you know, several times a week.
Ever since XNA opened in November of 1998, replacing Fayetteville's tiny Drake Field as a new major airline transportation hub, constructing a safe access route has been a priority, including possibly a toll road.
Yeah, so several routes, several alternatives were first proposed when this project was first kind of starting, getting looked at. And one of the options was obviously to do nothing. I mean, if there wasn't a need, that would have been maybe more of the option there. But the two or three other alternatives we had would include improving roads, including Arkansas 112, Arkansas 264, and then a combination of a new road and improving those, you know, Arkansas 112 and Arkansas 264 as well.
The toll road concept has long been scrapped. Currently, Arkansas Highway 112, which intersects Highway 412 west of Springdale, is a favored route by many Fayetteville Airport passengers. Another way is Highway 264 westbound off Interstate 49. But planners aim to build the new Northwest Extension off Highway 612, the new Springdale Northern Bypass that will eventually connect to U.S. Route 412 west,
which was somewhat of the preferred alternative that we had at the very beginning of this when we first started having the public meetings. That was some of the feedback we definitely received. And that ultimately, after this environmental study has been now completed, that is the alternative that has been chosen to start moving forward with.
The projected cost?
Construction is estimated to be around $79.7 million, and then the right-of-way acquisition on top of that will be around $5.8 million. So for a total cost of around $85.6 million for this construction, for this project, that will be paid for by the Highway Improvement Program that we all voted on back in November, which was approved by voters, and the airport have federal funds that we can allocate towards this road as well.
According to planning documents, 240 acres of land will be required for the right-of-way, taking two homes and three businesses. That's cited in the newly released Highway 612 Extension Environmental Assessment conducted by Garver Engineers, available for download and public comment through March 17th. The assessment evaluates the access route's impact on water quality, wildlife, protected species, and culture.
Correct. So it's considered a highway, and it's going to connect the Springdale Northern Bypass and Arkansas 112's interchange. And it's being designed to be as efficient for our travelers as possible. So there won't be any exchanges or any opportunity to exit. It's a straight route to X&A. It'll be four lanes, 4.6 miles long, and it will really cut down time for our travelers getting to X&A, getting to their flights. So we're really excited about it. It's something that has been a long time coming and definitely will make our passengers safer and able to get to the airport much more quickly.
And safely, according to a traffic study conducted by planners, crashes have been concentrated along 112 north from 412 to Cave Springs, as well as 264 west of Cave Springs, both single-lane roads being the main southwestern routes to the airport. On March 2nd, a one-hour live virtual public meeting is scheduled at 5:30 p.m., where project staff will be available to answer questions. Links can be found by searching xnaaccess.transportationplanroom.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Design work is being completed to construct a new sky bridge connecting the terminal to the airport's new four-story parking garage. The project goes out for bid in early April, according to Alex English. Other capital projects include a western terminal expansion plan concurrent with projected enplanement growth and recovery from the pandemic. That plan being prepared for completion by March.